Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Ten o'clock hour, the open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
And there's a reason it's a home improvement show. It's because it's what we know. It's what we've done our whole life. And there's a reason we're not a financial advising show. Home Depot, year over year, this day, 1 year ago, their stock has gone up 47%.
Ooh.
1 year ago, I bought Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Oops.
They're down 90%. There's a good reason. This is not a financial advisor show, and I don't give financial advice. As a matter of fact, there was a night about 10 o'clock several years ago. It was about 2008 or 9. Ben Bernanke, who was then the head of the federal chair, the Federal Reserve, called me at home and said, Mr. Romero.
Oh, at home? Really? Bernanke called you at home?
He did. He did. Okay. Mr. Romero, we've tracked your stock market participation, and we think you owe it to the rest of the world. Before you put any money in, would you just give everybody a notice you're getting ready to invest in something? Because every time you do, whatever you do goes down.
Thank God for Galaxy Lending.
I don't know how he tracked that to my little silly transaction, but he says, man, you owe it to the world to let everybody know Rosie's going in the market. And then everybody else knows, get the heck out of the market right now. Look at lumber prices.
Oh, my gosh.
The National Association of Home Builders is stating in writing that year over year, the average price of a new home, the average price of a new home increase, just the increase of building a new home because of the lumber prices has gone up $36,000 per house.
Mm. Wow.
Exactly the same house, built exactly by the same crews, built exactly on the same lot. 1 year over another, cost $36,000 more.
And so if that's
just for the lumber price, that didn't include all the other price increases. That's just the lumber. Does that blow your mind? We've gone from $350 a board foot to almost $1,500 a board foot on some soft construction wood lumber. That's a 500% increase.
And because of the demand, that's probably pushed it up even more. So if you're only looking at 36 for the additional cost,
oh yeah,
the demand price probably has it inflated, you know,
again,
a double that.
Again. And there's multiple reasons for this lumber spike. One, we've got a little bit of a tariff tiff with Canada that we need to work our way through. They grow a lot of lumber in Canada. They could solve this supply side problem. But there's also a beetle up there that's ransacking the softwood forests of Canada, seriously cutting down on the supply that's available if we can solve the tariff tiff. And then the COVID chaos closed a lot of the mills in that they didn't want people working that close together, like the meatpacking plants. So for a whole lot of reasons, the demand went up, the supply went down for multiple reasons, beetles, tariffs, politics, medical terrorism, all kinds of reasons. But it's a fact that building right now, is as expensive as it's ever been. And the irony is exactly what you were talking about, Romy. Now, we've always been able to say, go buy a home, because it's going to be cheaper for you to buy a finished home than it is going to be build a new home. But you'll save at least a third. And now there's such a shortage in housing. That's not true anymore. You can build for what you can buy. And that's the first time in about 20 years those prices have been that close together. Now, what this is going to do, hopefully, is it's going to do, and I talked to the guys at Old Castle last week, starting a little project at my own house, a little mother-in-law casita in the backyard. I said, I want to build it out of Integra insulated concrete block. And he said, well, baby, get in line, because with the price of lumber, we've got that Integra machine. We got that Integra machine stamping out every block we can make.
And maybe as people start seeing just what a superior building product masonry is over lumber, it knocks some sense into these people, and they'll start building with masonry again. I mean, that's all the red brick homes that you see that haven't been hardly touched or needed any kind of exterior work.
Great bones.
You know, 60, 70, 80 years later.
Great bones.
And then you look at these stick and stucco homes that you're having to paint every 4, 5, 6 years and all the cracking and, you know, yes, there is 10-year paint now, but, you know, how many times have they had to paint or fix and patch repair stucco and leaks in the sides? And these brick homes have had nothing. I mean, it's such a disservice to the homeowner to...
This house is going to be concrete block exterior walls, no furring, no sheetrock, polished stone on the inside, slump block on the outside, foam filled. I mean, it is the Pella windows, the metal roof. Baby, I'm going to get that thing done, and I'm not going to have to touch it for the rest of my life.
And the next person's life that moves in it after
that. That's true, too. We are open for callers, for you homeowners, 1-888-767-4348. I've got a lot I want to cover, but Mark has called in, I believe, kind of keying off last hour's topic of air conditioning. Let's see if we can bring Mark into the conversation and answer his question. Good morning, Mark.
And I'll have a comment afterwards to help you guys out also.
Okay.
My air conditioner, before it gets to temperature, so it definitely hasn't reached whatever I cool it at, after it's been running a while, it just seems to shut off, almost as if there's some internal item that's saying, hey, I'm kind of warm and tired right now. I'm going to wait 10 minutes before I start back up again.
Okay.
I mean, that's the impression I'm getting. It'll just randomly go off and then go on again. I don't know if that's something that's known.
Well, how old is the equipment, Mark?
It's 5 years.
Okay.
It was probably doing this way for years.
Okay. All right.
And build.
And do you have a relationship with the air conditioning contractor that installed it or who has been servicing it?
I do not. This is a new build, so I have not worked with anybody.
Okay. Well, Mark, now's the time for you to begin a relationship with an air conditioning contractor. We're just getting into the cooling season where the unit's going to have to work its hardest all year long. I would tell you, go to rosieonthehouse.com. We've got several air conditioning certified contractors that service your part of the valley. And have them come out and do a preseason checkup and just see if we've got a load problem, a Freon charge problem, a capacitor problem. It may even be a sizing problem. But I would do that preseason checkup, and a good preseason checkup is going to run you, if the first time they've come to your house and they don't know your equipment, it's probably going to run you a couple $100. But it's the best couple $100 you can spend on that expensive a piece of equipment before you start the cooling season. So that's my recommendation on that. And then you mentioned you had another comment to help us out. And we'll take all the help we can get. What have you got?
It's a small house. That time of use or easy three, whatever, along with my sunscreens, I think within 2 years it paid for the cost of my sunscreens.
Oh, yeah.
Noticeable energy increase.
Oh.
I mean, decrease of use. Absolutely wonderful. A lot of people I talk to say, oh, that's too complicated. I can't figure. No, it's not. You go on. You say, I'm going to use less energy between this and that. People seem to think it's complicated. It's not.
Mark, I appreciate that comment. It, many of you regular listeners may recognize what the concept he's talking about. We kind of named it supercooling 20 years ago. The utility companies got on board with it and now actually promote it in their invoices. Let's get all of you on a time of day use where you are discouraged from using electricity when it's at its highest demand, middle of the summer afternoons. And we actually found out with COVID, with everybody staying home and the office buildings being empty, we used less electricity last summer than, and everybody was worried, hey, everybody's staying home and using their air conditioning, we're going to have a brownout. No, we actually used less electricity.
Because we weren't firing up the
big institutional units. Hmm. Yeah.
Or schools. Or schools. Big energy.
That's
truck.
Right. That's right. So we, the industry is taking all its customers this way, that a utility company has to justify the cost of building new power plants based on the peak loads. They must, the grid must be capable of matching the peak load. So we've got to have a decent amount of cushion capacity to our generating capacity. So if we can cut the top off those peaks, we can save the need for building another power generating plant for an entire generation. And we've got a show coming up in the next couple of weeks talking about the failure of the Texas grid system in this last freeze they had a couple months ago, and what we've done in Arizona to save ourselves from ever that kind of dilemma. It's going to be a great show. But, Mark, I hope that helps you establish a relationship with an air conditioning contractor. Find one at rosieonthehouse.com. Yeah, that way you have my personal guarantee they're going to treat you fair and they're going to look at and ask all the right questions. And then thank you for the comments on supercooling. I still get people arguing with me that it doesn't work.
Including partners. Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348.